The World in Christmas Music. This is Vincent Price with Songs from the United Nations. Our World in Christmas Music will seek out the origins and old tales of this season of tradition. Our music will be the same that is played in many of the countries on this day. Music that makes the heart glad and sings a song of peace on earth, goodwill toward men. First, we travel to the British Isles, where the Yule log has been burning brightly since last night on the brick hearth. And while the flames chuckle merrily, the men of the family gather around to sing the old Christmas song of England. Wassail, wassail, all over the town. Our roast, it is white, and our ale, it is brown. Our bowl is made of a maplin tree. We be good fellows all. I drink to thee. Light from the lamp on a leaning post outside the window is reflected on the glad faces of the carolers as they move through the streets singing the carols, a custom that came to staid old Beacon Hill in Boston 2 centuries ago and spread throughout America.
Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Northward from the British Isles, the Scandinavian peninsula rests in snowy splendor, decked out in holiday music. Kolyada of the golden hair and Julie Nielsen of Denmark smile as a small boy knocks at the door, offering his small sprig of evergreen. The symbols of Norse mythology are reflected in gleaming globes of metallic color on the Christmas trees of the world today. The great winter feast is on, and the music rings out across the land as the snowflakes fall softly.
Ljudande man kallar till bön och till julesan. Julklockor ringa mäktiga slag, vida kring bygderna klinga. Hör du en röst som stiger mäktig fram ur klockor? När allt annat tiger, i helgen vänt en värdig bud. Lyssna till julens egen röst, långt från vår rastlösa tid. Lyssna, den skänker tröst, den ger all värld. Kunna din ådig i julesen. Julklockor ringa dig just idag, vill jag ett budskap det bringa. Du som mitt tvekan röjer inför undret som har lett. Förbytet har till vänskap och frid. Lyssna till maningen som världen får i
The Feast of St. Nicholas was first celebrated on the 6th of December. This festival in honor of the patron saint of the day of the Saint of Saints, the Christ Child. The golden legend of this boy bishop, who became the symbol of all that is good through giving, who became the guardian of all who went down to the sea in ships, becomes a web around which all stories of this season are spun. St. Nicholas came to America with the Dutch in old New York, and soon the people of the new land of America shortened and changed the name to San Nicholas or Santa Claus. And so, throughout the world, whatever the country, this name signifying the time of year when men reach out in warm comradeship to people in all lands, this name of Santa Claus in every language means love. Across the diamond-studded snows of the north and past the channel's rugged shore, the spirit of St. Nick goes his merry way. Down in the Balkans, where the song of the earth molds the people of that close-packed community of small nations, the name of St. Nicholas, or whatever his spirit, is recalled in music from Serbia. The bells ring, the people sing.
Risposte rodi,
lajstino se radi.
Risposte rodi,
lajstino se radi.
Risposte rodi,
lajstino se radi.
Soviet Union, the people rejoiced this day with shining eyes and hopeful hearts. The 16 republics joined hands in a toast to their brothers in far-off lands, sending this traditional music of Christmas in Russia. And bring us a story of old Babushka, the little grandmother, who, drawn to the window of her forest hut at night, saw the glistening cavalcade of the three kings, Melchior, Gaspar, and Balthazar. She heard the call of the Magi to come and worship the Christ child. Fearing the dark, she waited for the dawn, when, alas, the camel tracks were blurred with fresh fallen snow. All in vain was her wild search for the manger. But ever since, on Epiphany, she catches a far-off sound of bells and hurries forth through forest and over plain, bearing on her arm a basket of tiny, warm garments that she has knitted for the babe of Bethlehem. Garments that she gives away to the children of the poor. For never, never may she overtake those stately riders. It was under the Roman Empire that the exact and permanent date for Christmas was established, through a compromise with paganism and church tradition. In the month when the days are shortest, the sun manifests himself as Sol Novus, Sol Invictus, and proceeds to lengthen his course. And so from the Syrian sun god Baal, whose birthday was celebrated on December 25th in Rome, according to the Julian calendar, this solar feast kept the sun lively company as the revelers drank and disported themselves at the wane of the year. Later in the third century, the god Mithra became the principal deity of Christmas. This Sol Invictus symbolized in his winter waning and waxing death and resurrection. Gradually, the two religions joined in celebrating this feast. From the influence of Saint Nicholas and the god Mithra, the day for the Feast of the Nativity was set. Our Christmas joy still holds not only the far-off echoes of the northern winter feast, but many features of the Roman holidays. From the Saturnalia, when the world went topsy-turvy, the Lord of Misrule moved to England with the Romans, and there on the old English Christmas, carried on the tradition of merrymaking. Presents were given, chiefly of little clay images after sun gods and soldier gods. While the disciples of Mithra exchanged their gifts, the Christians would fashion little nativity groups, which in the Latin countries are still the distinctive Christmas tokens. In Latin American countries, the Nacimiento is seen everywhere. Life size and giant size in the churches and cathedrals, richly wrought by sculptors. And in the homes, the little nativity scenes adorn the tables or the corners of the room, bearing the message of the Magi from Latin America to the world in music. El Niño Dios. Gifts from nature to add color to Christmas. The Glastonbury thorn, cherry trees, and apple trees, that are said to bloom only at Christmas. Even the pennyroyal that Sicilian children tuck into their shoes knows the date. Mistletoe and holly, poinsettias and the Christmas tree. From its homeland in Middle Europe, this wonderful symbol of the season has become the richly scented pyramid upon which, at the very top, man has placed the star from the heavens. A Christmas day without hearing the sound of bells. Their joyful sound is heard around the world this day, pealing the song of brotherhood to men of all races, creeds, and religions. The chapel bells and cathedral bells of the provinces of France are ringing out this very moment while the people listen and smile and sing softly, Joyeuse Noël au monde. churches, from the mighty Gothic and Baroque cathedrals to the backwoods wooden spire, the music from the world at Christmas reflects in mighty diapason the heavenly harmony. Christmas saints from all the lands, Bishop Nicholas, Santa Claus, Kris Kringle, Père Noël, Frau Holler, Colliada of the Golden Hair, Knick Clovis, and Jule Niesen, hover over the sound of the organ, and in spite of the solemn tones, wear happy smiles and nod to each other in complete understanding on this day of days. And in the corner of the church, the figures of the Nacimiento come to life. Mary goes about the simple and beautiful song of feeding her child. Joseph returns to planing his board, while the shepherds urge the lambs to make friends with the newborn babe. And outside of the little hut, life goes on. And people talk to each other with tender sympathy as they glance through the window at the simple manger. And the three magi mount their camels to journey forth into the world, bearing the news of the Star of Hope, the gifts they left before the crib, the three gifts, the past, present, and the future, reflect the light from the star in the heavens and glow with beautiful radiance. The jolly saints join hands and make wonderful, joyous laughs as the little child begins his life.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee roar. Over thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark sleep silence, the
been listening to the world in Christmas music. This is Vincent Price, hoping that you will keep that star shining on your tree, not only for one day out of the year, but forever. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.